We're going to study from Satan's Parshas Zaha'aloska, Shnat Tof Reish Mem He. Zaha'aloska Tof Reish Mem He. In these editions of the Satan's, page 93 on the right side, the paragraph begins, quoting the Medrash about the musical instrument that the Levim played when they accompanied the Avoda in the Beit HaMikdash with Shiva, Sorn, and Zemer. And that accompaniment was with an instrument called a kinor. And when David HaMelech in Tehillim says, Sheva Bayom Hilal Ticha, means I used a seven string instrument. And then in the future, Lasid Lava, there'll be strings added, meaning that the shir of a Kodesh Baruch, the praise of Hashem, and the way we praise Hashem will be enhanced. Now all of this is brought by the Satsamas because the Parsha of Halitza deals extensively with how the Levim were inducted to their service, to their avodah. They were literally lifted up, Tnufa LaHashem. And the B'nai Yisrael, understandably, accept and enthusiastically embrace the fact that the Levim will be doing avodah that they, Am Yisrael, will not do. And what the Svatemis now is going to explain to us is that ultimately, that which all of us in Klal Yisrael do in serving HaKadosh Baruch is the most basic and the most embraced and the most beloved avoda to HaKadosh Baruch. That there is a kind of avoda that only Kahanim, the kind of avoda that only Levim can, but that broad sense of how Am Yisrael is to serve HaKadosh Baruch is dependent upon us, every one of us, everybody in Klal. You know, the Pasuk Siman Ches, Pasuk Yud Ches, famously, Rashi points out that it says, B'nei Yisrael, five times in that Pasuk, the Pasuk that describes how Hashem said, I'm giving the Levim over to serve with Aaron and his sons in the Mishnah. And it says, in that Pasuk where the Levim are being designated to serve with Aaron, it says, B'nei Yisrael, five times. Vezma Salavim Sunum Laharulabar Mitat Bnei Yisrael. Lava is about Bnei Yisrael boy, to do the work of the Bnei Yisrael boy. Ula Khaver, to bring forgiveness, Al Bnei Yisrael. Veloya Bnei Yisrael again. Should not be punishment of plague because that's Bnei Yisrael Allah. If Am Yisrael were to try to do the avodah that they're not supposed to. So it says Bnei Yisrael five times in the pasuk that designates Levim. Why? Rashi says, I'm going to show you how beloved you are, just like there are five kumashim of Tyra. You, Am Yisrael, you're as precious to me as my Lahodia Chibasan. Am Yisrael should understand how beloved they are. Shnichkulu as Kirisein Bemikra Echa. Kaminyan Kamishachum. Kadush Erin, Svatanis, my grandfather, said that that's because if Am Yisrael is not being chosen to do all that kind of avodah that only the Levim can do and the Kohanim can do, how should we feel? What's the expression? What am I, chopped liver? Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, of course not, I love you and you're so important to me. And Kedush Rim is quoted as having said, you can't have a full Torah with just gracious Shmoyt V'yikra B'midva or just Shmoyt V'yikra B'midva Torah. Five Kumash. That's one whole Torah. Klal Yisrael, my Klal Yisrael, Hashem is saying, Kohen, Levi, and I need the avoda. I want the avoda of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisrael. Otherwise, I don't have Klal Yisrael. So that's the focus of this Svatemis we're going to see tonight.
Where is that person found that has an Israel?
In Halosa, yeah. In Siman Ches, Perikas, Pasuk Yud Tet. Let's see the Svatemis inside. So the Medrash says, how the Levim are going to be playing musical instruments. By the way, just Rashi on that pasuk, Sheva B'yom Hilal Ticha, says that everybody has the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our lips seven times a day in the seven brachos of Kriyash. In the morning, two before, right? And one after, and at night, two before and two after. Sheva B'yom Hilal Ticha. So everybody is doing a avodah. But the Medrash concludes how important it is how Levim undin Umizamrin al Hadukhan. They had a platform in the Azara, three-tiered platform, where they sang and played their instruments. Lifnei mi shamar v'haya v'haylam. And the Svatemis wants to also explain to us why it's important to mention creation. that specific point. That's because, as we're going to see, the idea of avoda, serving Hashem, is not only mekayim the olam, it's the whole point of creating the world. The whole point of creating the world, the whole point of our lives is to be with a Kaddish Baruch Hu some way. How? By serving Him, His purpose. If we align our purposes with Hashem's purposes, then we are, quote unquote, with Hashem. That opportunity is the ultimate gift. So that's, in a nutshell, why mentioning Misha Amma Vahaya Ha'ilam, we're singing out and praising He who created the world. That's why that is so important, and it's with the words of the Medrash that we now move on to discuss that. The Isa. Gemara tells us we have to have Kahanim Ba'avei Dosan. The Kahanim do the Avoda of the Karbat. The Levian B'duchanam, as the Avoda concludes, they sing praise to Hashem, and with great musical accompaniment. The Yisrael B'ma'am Madam. The Yisrael must be there. There were Yisraelis who were there, also with Mishmaros, 24 Mishmaros of Yisraelis, who were there at the time of the Avoda. And after the Avoda went back, continued their day of fasting and davening. Yisrael and elsewhere, similarly, read from, indeed, Maaseh Bereishis, beginning of the Torah, in a cycle of Mishmaros accompanying Avoda. Because after all, what are you going to do? Have the carbon of the entire people is brought into the Beit HaMikdash and none of us are there? Just the Kohanim? The Kohanim are doing the Avoda. They can't really, truly represent us. So that's why we have to have Yisrael, B'ma'am Madam. Now the Fasimba says a fascinating thing, and it's eye-opening. You know what these three, the Kohanim doing Avoda, the Levim singing Shira, and Yisrael thinking, learning about Hashem and Maisa Gracious with great Kavanah, that's Maisa, Dibur, and Nachshon. The Eile HaShlosha Hein, Bechinas Maisa, Dibur, the eye-opening idea. The Kohanim are doing Maisa. Levim are doing Dibur, Shira. I'm Yisrael with my mother. What are they doing there? They're thinking and being mechaven that the Ratzayin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be fulfilled. They are the mind of the matter. The work physically is done by the Kohanim. The song and expression of what we want with it is the Levim, but the mindful attitude about what's happening is all of us in Kohanim. Which now includes everything in the world, meaning all of the people and all of that which people in this world are meant to achieve in action, speech, and thought. Beautiful idea.
I see that with Mount of Dogs in you.
Yeah, sure.
Because it is not to see because they're not going to see anyone saying
them. many people say it. I don't see them say my mother's. Yeah. Most of that was added after, but the original my mother's was. The Gemara describes it, reading from my subversions. They used to say Chumash, my subversions. And then later on, they added, I think, various Mishnayos, other Tzillos.
Really deep water. The Eil,
I'm sorry?
Really deep water is wrong. Really should not show it first. Deep water and then mice.
Very good. You're anticipating some of what he's going to focus on. He's going to say to us, one second. So if Machshava is so great, why isn't that first? Maybe the Kohanim should be the ones to be responsible for the Machshava. You're very good, very good. The Hagam Kibbutzinas HaMachshava Hi L'mayla. That's basically your question. Machshava is L'mayla. The most important thing is Machshava. Where is your mind? That's where you are. Where is the person? We all know how it is when we daven, right? Sometimes toward the end of Tfilah, somebody could say to me, did you say Tfilah Sederah? You know, or did you daven? Because you were in Bangladesh, you were in Bangkok, you were who knows where you were traveling all over the world, you were globe-trotting during Shemoneh Esrei, because Machshava is key. So then, why is it that, you know, that's the Israel realm? Why isn't that the Kohanic realm? He says, Ah, he had no senet. Yes, because Machshava is most important, he had no senet. That's the very reason why it has to be everybody's responsibility. He and they said it. And the next words are ki harotzon b'hamachshava, because proper desire of the heart, proper thought, nitzah b'chol ish Yisrael. That's something we are all in charge of, all responsible for, all capable of. We're all capable of, and we have to work on it, of course, but we're all capable of having proper, holy, selfless machshavos and kavanos. That's what our job is. I just want to read in a very quick quote from the Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnah in Tanya, on the Anshei HaMayim, because that's what we are, all of us. Today, where the kavanos are only brought in Shemayim, but not yet in Eibes HaMikdash, so we're Anshei Man. The Rambam says, Heim Shluchei Kol Yisrael, they're the Shluchim of all of the prophets. V'hois of Kavanosam, their Kavanah Umetarosam, their goal was Hahis Askus Ba'avoida, be involved in Avoda and Tefillah, to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with our mind. V'einam Askukin or Oiskin, V'iske Atzman, they were off from work. Their work, as Anshei Mamad at that week, or 2 weeks, was serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then he says the key words, V'stihiye daitam u'machshavtam v'karbanah. The point was for their minds and every intimation of their heart, all their kavanas to be about the karbanah, about service of Hashem on behalf of all. That's something that's so important. So that's why it was not relegated to only part of Kavanas for Kodis. And as far as the Kahanim are concerned, Avaliya is a kli. Muchan lahoisi diburim l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to specifically express, to be the vessels or the instruments to express and sing out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Levian. And then, as far as doing avoda ubiprat, mila de kaima v'uvda, it's quoting from the Zayir HaKadosh, dihi yisera. Yisera doesn't mean it's more important, it means it requires more. It has to be done. B'chol koichot, the Zohar Kodesh says, you can't do avoda, you know, with your head someplace else. It has to be done with so much concentration and so much absence of any self-involvement. Meaning, it can't be at all about me. The Kohanim literally are shluchim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu for avoda. It has to be with such a level of full koyach. Yitera mikula, the Zohar Kodesh, in truma. So that's Zehoya Avoida Sakai. Halei Vidibu. V'Yisrael, Berotzoin, Ruusta Deliba. Ruusta Deliba means the desire of the heart. And we've seen this over and over again in Shvat Zemeh. What is a person? A person is not so much what he does. A person is, what does he want? A person is, what do you care about? That's what a person, that's what a human being is. So it defines a person. So a person, who do we like the most? People who are giving, who are kind, who are thinking about others. Why? Because such people have a desire that's not selfish. So then automatically, you know, it's one heart to another that reaches out and crosses and attaches one to the other, because what a person wants is definitive of what that person is, of who that person is. And now, as far as the words of the Medrash, that they sing, the Kohanim sing with Nehmi Sha'ama Bahaya Ha'olam. It's not as if every day they're singing about Ma'aseh Bereishis, but why those words, why describe it that way? The Sfas now explains. U'bevadai, Be'ela Ha'avodos, Be'veit HaMikdash, Ho'yum B'taknim Kol HaBriya. That the Bria, which needs work every day, because Baruch didn't say, okay, created a world, walking away from it, bye, what's nice? Working pretty well, most of the time. And, you know, when not, I expect that some people will make the tikkunim. They'll bring it to the garage and fix it back up again. Now she's much better than you. That's not how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the world and wants the world to be run. He gives us the world and says, here, what are you going to do with it? Prove that I was right to create this world. Bring out all the holiness in all things and all circumstances. Go ahead. Am Yisrael, you're particularly well equipped to do that. With Avoda of the Kohanim and Shira of the Levim and all the thoughtfulness of Yisrael, of Kol Yisrael, with Ratzon and Machshava. That's what Avoda is meant to do. Avoda is not just meant, oh, serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu the way you serve a master, because you do what he wants. What does he want? He wants the whole world to recognize him. He wants the whole world to accomplish for his sake. And that's so important. That's right. That's why the first thing we say when we have a large number of people gathered together, before we talk about the chassan and the kala and the world they're going to build, we talk about the world and we say, everybody's here. Wow, look at this beautiful shakol bara l'chvodat. So that has to be the first one. You know, the halacha is that the brachos from the rechupa are not ma'akos. If somebody gets the river, which happens. It happens many times. You've seen it, right? You led, you chuckle. It happens that the order, you know, somebody mistakenly says the one bracha before the other, and the fifth before the fourth, because part of it is because of the sheva brachos after the chupa, at all the chasna, they use those cards, and those cards, if they're not correctly placed, if you have cards that are meant to be used at the sheva brachos and that come after the chasna or during sheva brachos, then you'll end up with the bracha for your gufen in the wrong place, and so it happens. None of the order really matters. Even the first bracha, shakol baro l'chvodo, could be said if necessary to the other, third, fourth, fifth. But it's important to mention it first. Because before everything else, before all of the beauty and all the accomplishments, Mr. Shem, of Chasson Kala, what we have to start it all off by saying, Shehakol Baro L'Chvodo. Everything that is created and will be created by this new family, L'Chvodo, it's L'Chvodo, for honors, Hashem's honor's sake, Hashem's glory's sake. So, of course, that's why this medrash talking about the Shira of the Levim says, because all of the Avoda, the Kahanim, the Shira, and the Ratzen and Machshava of Am Yisrael, of the Anshei Mamed, they come together to say, what's the world for? And by doing that, they are being Metaken Kol Habrim. As it says, Paskin Sheyo, Am Zu Yatzarti Li Tehilosi Yisapeiru. Now, Yatzarti means Lashon Yitzira, the creation itself. As in, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim, because Baruch created man. Who was man? Adam, Yisrael. Am Zu Yatzar Tili. When I made man, when I made Yisrael, alongside everything else in creation, I did so because he's the captain of the ship. I've got to have somebody who knows what to do in this world. I got to give the instructions over to somebody. I give him, you know, I guess they used to use all kinds of different ways of navigating the ships. Today they just use GPS. But I give it over to Am Yisrael and I say, here's the world, go ahead. You're the captain of the ship. Alongside with everything else I created Am Zu, Yitzharti Li. For my purposes, Tehilosi Yisaperu, they're going to tell the whole world. Tehilosi, my praise. And you should know, we don't have time to get into the next piece. The next piece, he said, that Shlomo HaMelech and the Beis HaMikdash wanted that all the Nachim who come should be able to daven, Hashem should answer that. Ultimately, it's the purpose of Am Yisrael to lead mankind to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's continue here. He says, V'ikar Kaychan Shel Yisrael is Bepeh. Obviously, we know that. We're not people dependent upon our hands, our feet, our swords, our guns. Bepeh. I'm going to read in a couple of weeks, right, about Balak and Midian. They're talking about, what are we going to do? Well, how can we defeat these people? And what was the answer? People, the Zikne Midian said, Moshe, he's Bayat. We know him. And Kazi Elevatif. So what did they do? They went and got Bilam. They hired someone whose kayak was the pit. What are we suffering from today? Are we suffering, Am Yisrael, today? Because we lack the ability to defend ourselves, the ability to strike out against our enemies successfully? No, we have that. You know what we're missing? Where are we failing? The pit. The pit. No, we can talk ourselves blue. No, for whatever reason, right? And we should think about that. Because the power of our P is not in PR, but in Torah and Tefillah. That's where we're supposed to excel. And that's how we will succeed in Rishon. Ve'ikar Kaychan Shel Yisrael Bepeh. Ve'zeh Nishar B'Levim. Now when he says Nishar B'Levim, he doesn't mean that it's to the exclusion of us. He means that they represent all of the pios of Am Yisrael. This is Remem Mais Kel Bidraim V'Agadei Zeh. He's just saying it strictly Rashi. That passage that you say every day in Sukkot Zimra says that we have praise of Hashem in our lips and we express the greatness of God, which turns into our double-edged sword. That's how we can defeat our enemies, swinging forward and back because of terror and mitzvahs and praise of Hashem, praise of Hashem. I am Shemba Kirish Rashi. V'chol v'chavtam shel b'nei Yisrael hoyu b'zeh ha-koyach. There are Melchamis brought, Chazal explained, Melchamis of Yehoshaphat, that were exclusively done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with just him davening. Green it was tefillah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings success. That's why it's called Lamanaseach. V'lachein k'siv Lamanaseach. Now, Lamanaseach in Tehillim means the leader of the shir, the conductor. Sometimes you'll see English translations that say the conductor. But ultimately, to be Menaseach means to be victorious. So why is the conductor one who is victorious? Because being victorious in shir means conquering all of the world and bringing it all to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and serve Him. That's the success of Chal Yisrael. And then he says the fast thing. He says, "Ubal korchan hayu ma'orin kol ha'umos lahavi merech b'lvavam." The fact that we were in Eretz Yisrael, with the Beis Hamikdash was kayam, was an astonishing, powerful reality to all mankind. The Gemara said, "Peace to come, land on their ships and bring merchants, bringing all kinds of imports." That, and many of them would say, "We're going to make our trip up to the mountainous region, to the Jerusalem area, to the Beit HaMikdash, see this place where they serve their invisible God, to bring a sense of awe into their hearts." That's Am Yisrael's purpose. There's a Mishnah that says that the Kol Hashir of the Levim could be heard in Yericho, quite a few miles away, right? What's the point of that? What's the idea? Because what's Yericho? Yericho was the first and most powerful city of the cannibals. That's right. The Yis of Kol Hashir, Ayn Shom. V'haremez, what's the remez? Ki ha'kelois holku ad l'merachuk. The power of the Shira, the singing out the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so powerful, even to be able to defeat our enemies. Ki Yericho ha'yu tekev kol Hashir umma. As a matter of fact, not only was it the strongest city, but when we first arrived, they all came there and gathered there to try to defend the land against us. That's what it means that they can hear us in Yericho. All of our davening and all our tefillahs, our praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. We should understand how important that is. Because that's how cherepipiyas biyadam. That's our strength. And that doesn't mean only the ones who are sitting and learning all day. Everybody in Klal Yisrael, every year, who davens a tefillah and says a psukh at the zimra with kavana, who thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who sings the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's our power. That's how Kol Yaakov, and you don't have to worry about the Yidei Esav. We're going to conclude by looking at a line or two from the next piece. Look at the next piece, and please, if you can count up 10 lines from the bottom of the next piece, because he says something very important relating to what we just talked. 10 lines up. V'chol zeh hu, gimel inyonim hanizkaren l'el, ma'is v'dibur makshav, kayin levi v'yisrael. Beautiful idea. Now look at how to explain it. U'bevadai tzrichin kol ha'gimel. You know how important the Ritzayin and Machshava is? Ki Ratzayin with Shukas B'nai Yisrael, the desire and yen of the Jewish people for Hashem, Hayu Mosi Kayach L'Kayin. The Kayin V'Levi are not independent, doing or singing, and that will make them successful. You know what's behind them? The Ratzayin and Machshava of Kol Yisrael. That's the real force of the successful Avodah, of the Kanan B'Avodastam, Levi'im B'Duchan. All of us, with that desire, the Am Yisrael heart, the Am Yisrael thought, the Am Yisrael sense of why are we here, what are we doing, what do we care about? We care about you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the muscle behind to having Baba Dasam with the Yimbutuchanam. And we should all therefore proudly redouble all of our efforts of Kherit Kupiya and Mr. Hashem through Remembrance, Kail, Big Roy Up. Shabbat.